Continuing our spring sports spotlights for Indianola High School, joined by Grant Hickson. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about the kind of going through the season a little bit. And I know the school was really behind that football squad as well.
Yeah, the football season obviously didn't end the way we wanted to. We accomplished the goal of making the playoffs, which for a 4A team, a smaller 4A team, Indianola, that doesn't usually make the playoffs, that was a big thing, especially because a couple years ago they went back to the 16-team format. And I know we used to make it in the 32-team format quite a bit, but this is for the past 2 years, my junior and senior year, we made it to the 16-team playoff first round. So that's a pretty big deal for us as a team.
Well, I remember back during the winter sports season, there was kind of a lot of momentum riding off the success. Is that what you kind of felt as you prepared to start your spring season campaign? Is that went all the way through the school year?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like I could show more of my talents on not just on the football field, but on the track.
Well, talk about getting ready for the track season. I know that there were some high expectations for the guys this year, and, you know, coming off a good performance last year, I think the Indians got a lot of guys to state, and I know that one of your mm-hmm. goals was to get there as well.
Yeah. We were looking to re-break the 4x1 record, school record, with three returning runners on that relay. We had another kid coming in that we actually had like two or three kids to pick from that we could have had join that team and possibly made it better than it was last year. So the way the 4x1 ended last year, I believe that we could have jumped up there at State and Drake and done even better than we did last year. We could have placed up there pretty well.
Well, I talk a little bit about the team chemistry for track because it's a little bit different than football, obviously, but it is still just one team.
Yeah. I mean, we're not all, everybody on one relay, and they're not all running the same relays, you know, on the track team. So, I mean, as a team, like, as a track team, you know everybody and everything, but, like, you're going to know your relay better than anybody else. So I'd say it's like a separate team almost. But you're competing for the same team, you know.
Absolutely. Well, there was some other good news this spring. You were selected to compete in the 2020 Shrine Bowl. What was that news like?
That was awesome. I was really excited to get the opportunity to play another game of football, not just end on track. Because, I mean, I love track, but football is my sport for sure.
Well, I guess talk about the interactions you had with Coach Kluver, because I know he was really excited, and just kind of overall your thoughts ahead on competing at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, he talked to me about it. He obviously asked if I was interested, and after getting selected, yeah, I talked with him about it again, and he told me stories about how he told me he coached in it 1 year, and he said it was just a blast. I mean, that really pumped me up to see that it was something that he's done and he had a fun time and that I can go on and do and I can make good memories.
Well, as the high school, you know, your high school experience comes to a close, and specifically about spring sports, what do you think that you've kind of left your mark on the program in terms of, you know, what the juniors and sophomores now see?
Yeah, I'd say, just the fact to never give up on a sport, because I mean, I was never like the biggest football player. I was 100 pounds freshman year, and I had to work my butt off to get to where I was. So I mean, not just because you're not in the position that you should be in, if you work hard, you can always be at the top no matter where you're at when you start.
All right, well, what's your plans for post high school?
I'm headed up to Dort University up in Sioux Center to play football.